Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, this wonderful Wednesday. Getting ready for the weekend, and probably some of us are trying to get ready for the summer, and that comes with, spring and summer in Florida kind of all runs together. That means kind of getting your act together with regards to having that beach body, if that's what you're aiming for. And so I would like to introduce a gentleman that is going to help us out with that and give us a little insight in terms of just in overall being more physically fit. Mr. Marion Benton, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I am doing great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I have been in the fitness business for 25 years. I was a bodybuilding champion, certified personal trainer, and basically what I do is help people get in shape, and also I let them know I keep fitness simple, but it's not easy, but we can keep it simple and you can be and help you on your journey to where you're trying to get to.
So how did you get started? What drew you to this field?
I was in a head-on collision car accident in 1996. And I had a friend that visited me in the hospital, and he was a personal trainer. And he said, when you get better and you start rehabbing and you don't want to just sit up at the house, you can come down to my personal training studio. And I saw what he did, and he got me into it, and I went and got certified, and the rest is history.
So when you talk about trying to get people in shape and trying to get them, I guess, into their, best shape fitness, everybody's a little bit different, though. I mean, I know that we get these pictures in terms of what we should strive for, but how do we know what works best for us? How do you help people realize that?
Well, first, you know, I have a sit-down consultation with the person, and just to know if they are serious, I always ask them to give me a three-day log of how they eat, and then we have the consultation, and they start telling me what their goals are, and everybody's goals are different. I mean, some people want to get in shape because they got a wedding to go to. Some people, I've worked with bodybuilders and fitness figure women, they want to get ready for a show, which is a little more extreme, a little more focused. And then there's just people who want to be just, you know, they want to be fit enough to be able to live on their own. And I have like 85, I have probably about maybe over three clients that's over the age of 80. They just want to be mobile and be able to do things on their own, keeping their strength up.
Mm-hmm. Now, this requires some discipline. It requires a commitment. From what you've been able to see, the biggest obstacle for people getting started? And then not only getting started with sticking with stuff. For example, it's April right now. We have a lot of people we know that started with New Year's resolutions, or even during Lent they did resolutions and stuff to try to, you know, do better physically, to you know, work on themselves. So what causes a person to kind of fall off? Why is it that, What is it that prevents people from going forward or sticking to it? And is it just maybe it's not the right workout for them, or what is it?
Usually I say it's several things. And one of the biggest things is discipline. The other part is I tell a person when they fall off, or if they say, you know, this is, I don't know if I could do this, and I'll say, well, you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you have to have that, you have to get to that point where you're saying to yourself, am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for everybody else? Because if you do it for you, you pretty much are already at that point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And a lot of people, sometimes they don't come to that realization until they start having a health problem. And then it becomes a must, because now it's about surviving.
One of the things that you said that kind of struck me was, people doing it, I guess, because they have an event to go to. Is it a good thing to strive to do something for, let's say, a one-time thing? Like, if you're, you know, trying to lose weight for a wedding, which, you know, I did and stuff like that. But, I mean, I tried to do things that I thought or I hoped that I could stick with. If you're trying to do something for just a one-time thing, is that the right mindset to go into doing it?
No, it's not, because you have to look at it as a lifestyle change, and which is why I tell people about joining the website, MarionTrainer.com. Here's the thing. Like, say you got a wedding. It's just like a contestant who's getting ready for a bodybuilding show, and they know it's 12 to 14 anyway, 12 to 20 weeks to do this. Now, I always tell people, you want to be your exact best, then you have to have that focus. If it's a wedding, you're going to do it one time, and then that's just going to be it. But the problem you're going to have is, let's just say somebody see how great your pictures look when you're in the wedding. Well, they say, wow, you look so good. And then they're looking at you like, they might not say it out loud, but they're saying, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
So that part about, you know, if you have a goal in mind, that's fine, but you should have a goal beyond that goal. Every time you meet one goal, you should set another. Like, okay, well, I want to be at least 5 pounds down. And I might not get that in 3 months, I want to be down 5 pounds. You might get more, but at least you set a realistic goal. Because it's a lifestyle.
Okay.
It really is a lifestyle.
Okay, so what is realistic? Is 5 pounds in a month realistic? 10 pounds, 2 pounds? What is a realistic goal?
Realistic goal should be to shoot for at least a pound to a pound and a half a week.
Okay. And okay, so what does that require? Is that just physical training? Is that physical exercise? Is it diet? Is a combination of both? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. It is a combination of both, and this is how I break it down and let people know about training and as far as the diet. The training is to strengthen the muscle. The diet is to make it show. So you can have – most people say, well, I'm going to train, but I'm not going to worry about eating because I'll burn that up, you know, every time I work out. Well, you might not get worse, but you're just not going to get better.
Ah, okay.
So that's why it becomes a combination of both. The nutrition – I treat nutrition like medicine. So, but I always will tell people, and this is how I keep people straight, which is why I do personal consultations, because everybody is different. You have to do something that the person can look at and say, oh, I can do that. Because if there's no at all.
So, I mean, does age make a difference in terms of how much, let's say, weight comes off, or how toned you can be, or whatever the case may be? How much does age play a role in what's going to go on with weight loss or toning or whatever?
Well, I don't necessarily say just age, because it depends on what a person's hormone makeup is. I mean, you could have people who – 60. I know a lady, she's 80-something years old now, but she didn't go through what they call the change of life because she was 62.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I know there's some women who's gone through it at age 40.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as age, it depends on
talk about that, because I don't think people understand how much of an impact or how much of a role that plays in being able to effectively gain and lose weight.
Well, with your hormones, I mean, it is such a difference as far as how you lose weight. And this is the one thing that I have recommended to most young ladies. I said, by the time you're age 35, you still be like really peaking at that age, go get a hormone panel done. So that will be your plan, okay, down the road. If you do start going through the hormonal issues, you'll have a marker, basically a baseline. Oh, so this is where you were when you were optimal. And that way they won't be experimenting on you. And because I've been in this business 25 years, the majority of my clients have been women, and I've went through this with them, which is why I teamed up with a company called Pink Lotus. They stress the menopausal hormones that women deal with, even weight loss as well. And it's products for women only. And they'll address that issue because menopause is, I call it the suffering in silence. A lot of times most people don't understand it. And because I've taken this journey with most of my clients, so a lot of my women clients who've gone through it, it's frustrating. And especially when you hear them say, I've been working out, I've been eating right, and I haven't lost a pound yet. And that's when you know you need to get your hormones addressed.
And one of the things that I will say, just based on my own experience, is you can't necessarily attribute everything to menopause too. There's other hormonal changes, because one of the things that I discovered was that I have hyperthyroidism with Graves' disease, losing weight with no problem. And then, you know, come to find out, it was like, well, it may not have just been me, you know, doing whatever it was I was doing. You know, it may have been some other factors involved. And so, yeah, the getting that baseline is very key.
Oh, it is. I mean, I've said it to several women. Of course, you know, when you're saying that as a man, coming from a man, they're like, nothing wrong with me. And it's like you're saying, well, I know there's nothing wrong with you now. I'm just telling you to prepare yourself for the just in case.
Right. And it's not that anything that's wrong per se. It's just, you know, everybody comes with, you know, their different makeup, you know, in terms of what goes on in their body. It may be this is what goes on with you at this particular point in time. And someone else, they may have other issues, and the things that go on with them are different, you know. It's just the hand that you've been dealt.
And the thing of it is that some of the toughest things is going to your doctor and trying to explain to them, because sometimes the feelings you can't really explain, you just know you don't feel yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've had women clientele, they give them depression medication. And it's like they're not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's like you literally have to talk to your doctor. I might be, whether it's hot flashes or whether you feel like I'm gaining weight around the midsection here, I'm not doing it everywhere else, but it's gaining here, and it could be your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a combination of thyroid medication. Like sometimes they may just give you Synthroid, which is a popular you know, with thyroid. But a lot of times people don't know the combination of it's another thyroid medication called Cytomel. And the combination of that will actually help your body burn fat. The T3 is the Cytomel. The T4 is the body. It's basically your body fat regulator. The T3 it controls how your body burns fat.
Mm-hmm.
So not to get too scientific, but you ought to. Those are some of the questions you want to when you're going. It's like selecting a doctor who's going to understand your hormones and not a general practitioner who may not be able to understand you.
Right, right. Yeah, and then also, too, the important thing is, too, you have to have all your doctors on the same page, too. That's very important. Everybody needs to know what's going on, you know, at least on a cursory level, on a superficial level in terms of, you know, this is what's going on. This is what one doctor says. This is what another doctor says. And you know, try to get them all on the same page in terms of understanding you and getting a full picture of what's going on with you. It's really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. What type of exercises should people be doing for what? You know, I understand, you know, a lot of people get into cardio, but sometimes it's not just cardio. I know as you get older, sometimes weight or strength training is recommended in order to keep your bones strong.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little insight in terms of what works for what.
Well, I came up with this little combination of exercises, and I tell people even you could do it at the gym or you could do it at home. Get your pair of 5-pound, 8-pound dumbbells, and it's a combination of basically as you get over the, once you get over the age of 40, it pretty much starts to be more like a HIIT type exercise. You go in and you hit it hard, and you do it for 3 rounds, and then that's it. You don't have to spend all day in the gym or getting on the treadmill for like an hour and think you're going to burn body fat in one session, because it's not going to happen that way. But you need quick bursts where you get strength and cardio at the same time.
Okay. So let me put myself out there. So I just turned 60. I am overweight. I will say that. But I do, for most mornings, like I do it 5 days a week, I do Zumba. Now, I recognize that Zumba is probably primarily cardio. What other things should I be looking at incorporating, and do I cut back on Zumba and do something else instead?
Like some call HIIT classes or power training where you're doing, like, I don't know if you're at a gym, they have these bars. They're like these straight bars. Those are the type of classes that will give you a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like looking for.
Go
ahead.
So it's kind of like what? No, go ahead. It's kind of like what?
You're looking for a class that's going to give you a combination of both, not just Zumba, and then you have a class where everybody say, well, we're doing just weights. No, you want to do a combination of both. And there are some places that do have classes, but it's a lot of the stuff you can do with under the right instruction, and I will emphasize that you can do it. You can actually do it at home. And the program I came up with, I mean, you literally can do 3 rounds of it in like less than 10 minutes, and you'll feel like you got like a 30-40 minute workout.
Okay. What you can do at home, what you can do, because a lot of people still, I mean, I have not gone back to the gym. My Zumba is with a DVD at home because I have not gone back to the gym until things are kind of in, you know, some. I think I'm going to have to find another gym anyway because I think my gym shut down. You know, when I was going to gym, I was doing like elliptical and swimming, so my workout was a little different. So for those that haven't felt quite adventurous enough yet until, you know, most people are, you know, more people are vaccinated and certain restrictions are lifted and they're doing it at home. What type of training do you recommend at home? And can you as much from a home training as you can from a training at a gym?
Well, I would say this right here requires a lot more discipline when you're at home because there's a lot more distractions at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you could have your little bench, you have a little weight bench, or like I was telling you, the program I have for mostly for women, I'll say you need a five to eight pound dumbbell to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you just need a mat, a little nice area, play you some nice music and start working out. It's more of a at home, you really have to be disciplined because the phone rings and if you have children, they're calling you or, you know, you got to tell everybody, okay, I just need 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take cool down and everything. It'll take about 20 minutes. But the workout in itself that I came up with and will tell people and have emailed it to people is basically in 10 minutes. And literally you will feel like because it's nonstop. Until you finish all seven of the exercises, that's like one set. And it's basically putting yourself in a position, I know I'm going to do this. I talked to this guy. I talked to Marion Trainer. He said it's going to be like 10 minutes, so I'm going to do it. And I always tell people, start off slow and then build yourself up. That is the one thing that we all have to have in our mind. If you keep doing it long enough, success is going to come. Progress is going to happen. It's just it's a matter of, can I have that kind of mindset working out at home? I think you can, because I've trained people in their homes. It's just a matter of just having that discipline and have that hunger for progress.
Now, how do you get – is there a way for someone to help get someone who doesn't seem motivated a little bit more inspired to maybe start a program of their own?
The one thing I would say, the greatest part about some personal trainers do it, some don't. And the consultation is basically to see where they are mentally. Because they could say, I'm just depressed about whatever, and they just don't tell the person that want to get them motivated, or I just have this going on in my mind. And what I would do is basically let them know, let's try this exercise right here. Let's start off with some push-ups, some jumping jacks, a little bit of sit-ups. So three exercises right there and some squats, body weight squats. Let's start with that. Let's do it 2 times a week, and let's revisit this in about 3 to 4 weeks. So you have to find ways to keep it simple for most people. And they go like, oh, I can do that, or, yeah, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the counseling is so important, because you get to know each other's personality. Like, wow, I think I can listen to this person, this man or woman, or, nah, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to just keep looking.
Okay. All right. So, today I wanted to talk a little bit about how to, get started on getting that beach body. So what and how long does it take to get one? And what's the realistic idea for a beach body? Let's just talk about that.
Well, I will probably say push it out to probably July instead of June. Give yourself at least 3 months. It takes about 12 weeks to have a body transformation. Now, you will be transforming within that time, but it takes about 3 months to see the whole transformation of what your body can do if you're being consistent. Now, most people say, well, I'm not trying to do a show, or I'm not trying to do anything. I just want to look good on the beach. And I'll say that's fine. But you still have to have some discipline. Now, I would create it with Marion Trainer. If someone chose to work with me, I would create it where I tell you, you don't give up anything. We just reroute the way you do it.
Okay.
And when people like, I don't have to give up eating my cake. I don't have to give up this. I was like, no, because when you tell somebody they got to give up something, you might have to give it up in the earlier part, but as we keep going, you will be able to treat yourself. And that's what I think that's part of the motivation that will have you looking forward to doing the exercises or doing the nutrition right, because you have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But now you're making this sound quite simple.
That's what I do. I keep it simple for everyone. Everybody else, most people will tell you, you got to do this. You got to do X, Y, Z, and you can't stray away from that. And that will, and sometimes that deters people.
Mm-hmm.
I got this little apple tart in the refrigerator. I want to finish it up.
Okay, but now you did say, though, this does require some discipline. So doesn't that require some sort of sacrifice?
It does require some sacrifice, and I'll give you an example. So let's say I create you a meal plan. I suggest a meal plan to you, and that meal plan consists of 5 days, Monday through Friday. And then I tell you, on Saturday, you can have your treat.
Mm-hmm.
And like, go ahead.
So I was just thinking, so that brings in the argument, because I've heard this argument all the time. Can you or can you not have a cheat day?
Yes, you can. You can.
Okay. And so how does that work?
Like, the cheat day will consist of this right here. This is what the purpose of a cheat day, in most circulars or reading material, they'll call it refeed. And basically what you're doing, and they're different types, you're actually introducing higher caloric intake items, which it does is resets your metabolism. And by example, when I say that, let's just say during the week you do two shakes and two meals that consist of a salad, meat and vegetables, or tofu and vegetables. And then when you get to, say, Saturday, and you say, well, I'm going to eat my normal breakfast, so I'm good with that. But you might say, well, lunch, I want to go get me a burger. I want to get me a burger and a fry. And I'm going to tell you, we'll go ahead and have it. And you'll see the work you did during the week, you'll see why that burger and fry is something you don't want to eat all the time. Because your body is being reintroduced into your body, and your body is going to probably be like, ooh, yeah, that was okay, but I don't want that all the time. And your body will talk to you.
And recently, I think with my husband and I, you know, it's like I think he brought home a calzone or something like that. And, you know, I told him the next day, I'm like, yeah, that was good, but I don't think we should do that anymore. Not anytime soon anyway, because it was just too much. It was heavy. It's really heavy. And it was kind of uncomfortable, you know. And I guess after you pull back from something for a while, then when you think you want it and you go back to it, it doesn't sit well anymore, not the way it used to anyway.
Because your digestive system changes. As we get older, especially over the age of 40, it changes. And it's going to slow down from the way it accepts the food you normally that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually sometimes it forces people to make the change, and the other change it forces people to do is almost like not eating. Because they're going to associate the bad feeling.
Okay. Talk a little bit about fasting and the pros and cons of fasting.
Or what do we call intermittent fasting?
Well, I mean, do you ever recommend fasting as part of a process for someone?
Now, what I recommend is like, sorry, it depends on what your age is. If you're over the age of 40, I recommend not fasting over 12 to 14 hours.
Okay.
So let's just say your last meal is at 7 at night, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
You won't eat again until the next morning.
Okay. All right.
So basically, once you hit, you stop at 7. 7 that morning is 12 hours. And if you want to extend it out, you might not eat your first meal until, say, 11:30, 12 o'clock. But you will feel so much. You don't, and the other thing about that is, I think the key question for most people is, how long do I do it? Some people have 24-hour fast. Some people have a 36-hour fast. And some people have gone as far as having a 72-hour fast. But what a fast does consist of with some people, when you start doing it more than 24 hours, you're going to have some liquids. And most people will do like chicken broth.
Okay. All right.
So it's little hacks that you can do, and I tell everybody, like you mentioned that calzone, I could have gave you a good nutritional hack, and that would have just like you would not have felt bad afterwards, because you know what the hack that I would have given you. You'd be like, okay, I know what to look forward to, so I'm good with that.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to our target date of July, and this is day one of trying to hit that target for that beach body. What should happen on day one?
Day one should be the first time that you say, okay, introduce myself to the meal plan. That's how you introduce the meal plan. And then prepare yourself ahead of time.
Okay.
That's why I always like do something like keep it simple. And the other thing is for the exercise plan, you either need to do it before your day gets started, or you really have to be disciplined until the day ends.
Right. I have found that. I have to do it early. Otherwise, it may not get done. It just
– because it did. You get tired. You're like, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. You won't.
No, it's just it gets squeezed out. I mean, just limited blocks of time. And so I try to do mine. My husband gets up around 4-something. I may not get up as early to do it, but, you know, sometime between 5 and 7, somewhere around there, I'm usually doing my Zumba. I do about 45 minutes of that, you know, because I know that if I don't do it then, you know, it's going to get squeezed out somewhere, you know, because I know I'm either preparing for my show or I'm preparing for clients for other stuff, and it's just going to get – it's going to be excuses after excuses after excuses. So.
Yep.
And then I know you've got to go. How do we get in contact with you?
You can go on mariantrainer.com. Sign up. It's free to sign up. You only need your first name and your email. We will not spam you. And you can get in touch with me also. I do live Facebook Lives on Sundays at 9 o'clock, and it's Marion and it's Trainer. That's on Facebook, and I'll get the notification. It'll come to you. And on Instagram, it's Marion Trainer. And also, I know people like the email as well. You can go mariontrainer40@gmail.com.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for taking the time and getting us started, you know, and I did want to ask you some other questions, but that's going to be for another time. Hopefully you'll come back and join us.
I definitely will, and I enjoyed it.
Well, you take care of yourself.
All right, you do the same. Take care.
Thank you. Tomorrow, it is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday on G's Power Hour. Burton Kelso of Integral will be back with us, so make sure you join us then. We're doing a short show today, so we're cutting out of here. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thank you for taking the time out. Check with your doctors about getting started on your plan, and you know, also consult with a trainer. And also, if you have questions, I know there's a lot of questions out there about the vaccines, consult with your doctor before you make your next decision about your vaccines as well. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care. Get up on your feet in here. Woo!